You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. The CDC officially gave the green light to vaccinating children ages 5 to 11 against COVID-19 with Pfizer and BioNTech's shot, after the agency's independent advisory committee voted unanimously in favor of it. The Biden administration has said that its pediatric vaccination program will be in full swing by next week. The timing of this decision couldn't be more critical. Last week, children accounted for a quarter of new cases in the U.S. In other news, the WHO has authorized emergency use of Covaxin, a COVID-19 vaccine developed by Bharat Biotech with backing from the Indian government. The agency said that the shot is 78% effective against disease and recommended administering 2 doses, 4 weeks apart, for anyone 18 and above. It also highlighted that the vaccine is well-suited to distribution in low- and middle-income countries because it's easy to store. India approved the shot last January while Phase 3 trials were still happening. And the Netherlands reimposed public health measures, notably reintroducing face masks in stores and other public places. People are also being advised to work from home at least half of the time. And the government is going to add more places to the list of those that require proof of vaccination or a recent negative test to enter. Infections are on the rise in the country and reached their highest level since July in the past week. Few social distancing measures have been in place since September. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.